Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Around the world, any number of governments seem to be working against the people instead of for the people. It often seems to be the case here in the U.S., where special interests and partisan political views often appear to be in control. But the Bible has an interesting story showing how such government, based on human will and personal desires, can be thwarted. Samuel had to pick a king for Israel, and an inspired thought from God, in other words, a good idea not based on human reasoning, said he'd find this king among the sons of a fellow named Jesse. When Samuel met the oldest son, he was sure this was the one. But another of those inspired thoughts came, saying he wasn't the one, and explaining, "Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." So, relying on reasoning beyond standard human ways and means, Samuel anointed the family's youngest son, David, who became a very successful ruler. So here we see spiritual inspiration overcoming human reasoning and personal desires. Is this still possible today? Sure it is. Samuel was a good guy, but so are lots of people in government today. And certainly lots of people voting are good folks capable of doing the right thing and making inspired choices. We can let the power of good that guided Samuel guide us. And we can affirm that this power can guide those in government as well. May we all experience the good government that results. Amen.